This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
And clouds.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
Right.
And I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Mark's still on the line with us. I know we're right up at the end of the break. We were kind of coming at it. So, Mark, what else we got?
Patrick, during the break, I looked up preen, and I'm not comfortable with it, and I'll tell you why. I've got several thousand square feet of bed to deal with, and it's the amount of product I'm going to need to use just doesn't sit well with me because it's right above, all these beds are right above my well water.
Okay.
The burnout that I've been using has been effective, but it seems to only last a week or two, and everything just pops right back.
Well, so you know, the main reason for that is, you know, burnout is a organic. Organics don't leave residual.
Right.
Right. They only last in the soil or in the plant or in the area for about 10 to 14 days.
Yeah.
So it's a constant reapplication. But here's the thing. With burnout, the weed has to be present in order for you to kill it.
Oh, right? They're present.
Well, so what I mean is say you kill it, you've cleaned it up, and then it's, you know, clean, a clear blank page, if you will. And then 2 weeks later, the weeds are coming back up. But if you're looking at it in like 7 days, it's not like you can pre-treat it, is what I mean. It's not like it's something that you could spray and it would stay there to prevent more weeds from coming. There's okay. No way to really do that. The only thing I could think of that would be an organic way is, you know, a weed fabric. Trying to put some of it around the areas that are open. Right? So if you clean a section and say you have, and it could be a foot, it could be a little bit more space in between, start throwing, you know, cutting up some of the weed fabric and getting it in those sections and then covering it with, you know, with mulch to hold it down. Because, you know, the weed fabric's going to hold some of that down and not allow it. You could, you know, it's also going to let some of the moisture in. It's not going to be a problem. Whereas if you were to use, like, some people use like a plastic to put down to just basically cook the soil and get the weed seeds. But no moisture is going to go under it. It could take away some of the moisture from the plants, right? So that's why a weed fabric might be good there. Obviously, you have a ton of square footage. I get it. But the only way to have a preventative that's going to stay there would be a product like preen. The burnout or those guys are not going to kill future because, the weeds are opportunists. They will grow wherever they can. The other thing is here is, and I'm sure, you know, since the plants are doing well, you know, constantly fertilizing is going to help the plants grow bigger, stronger, you know, kind of choke out the rest of the plant, the weeds. But there is no, like, catch-all that's going to hold it. I wish there was. So that's where, you know, maybe some of the weed fabric and even just putting it in some of the sections, cutting it up so it goes around the plants, but maybe it helps clean up those areas in between and slows down a little bit of the process for you.
Are you familiar with any alternatives to preen that I might look into?
Well, so preen, there is a organic preen that is out there. I gotta remember the name, the exact one of it. There is a natural one, the pre-natural vegetable garden preventer. So there is one, but again, you're gonna need to use a lot of it, obviously.
Yeah.
That one has a purple top to it.
I'll look it up.
I thought I had seen one previously that was like an organic. I've just not seen it right now. I went to their website over the break as well because I was trying to just because there was one that I thought was comes in a smaller bottle, but it's organic for you. But that purple one is natural, is what they call it. They don't call it organic. Organic is such a term, hard term to be 100% on. Right, because 100% organic means it's all the way down to how it was composted or something happened, right? If it comes from a plant, that plant needs to be 100% organic as well. Versus, so having 100% organic is hard to do, but having some, you know, a natural is an easier way to do it. This is made out of corn gluten meal. You know, corn gluten is one that you can put in the lawn to help prevent weeds. So that could be an option for you as well as a preventative. And you can buy those in bigger bags, right? This will prevent, like, dandelions, clover, plantain, a few other weeds. So that might not be
so
bad.
So that's a preventative, that not a weed killer, but a preventative, the corn gluten?
Yeah, and okay. That might be, you know, your better, you can't call it 100% organic, but an organic application. This is one, though, that you're going to need to do every 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
It has a little bit more residual because it's the corn gluten, it's almost like a pelletized form. It takes some time to break down, etc. So you could look at that one instead of just the regular preen. But realize, like, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Do you think it's safe for her pets?
Yeah. To be honest, you might even see, like, squirrels and chipmunks trying to eat it. Because it's okay. it's literally corn gluten, so it's parts of that. So it's not, like, it's not harmful. The one downfall of this is, and it's not, I wouldn't say it's a downfall, but you need to use more of this product than you would the other products. So you're gonna need a lot. You're gonna need more. So what I might suggest, just as we're talking, I'm thinking about it. Try it out in one section.
Mm-hmm.
See if it works for you before you go and buy enough to do the whole thing, right? Because why waste all this time, effort, and money if it's not gonna work for you? So get one of those small bottles and kind of go in one area, clean it up. Then put the corn gluten meal over the top. You can mulch over the top of that and then see if that works for you. That might be the best way. It's kind of a trial and error, kind of like what Burnout's been doing for you.
Right. I'll give it a shot.
All right, Mark. I wish there was an easy way to just say, boom, this is done. This is how it is. But when we're trying to stay in the, you know, safer route, it's not as easy.
No, I get it, and that's my priority is to preserve the wildlife and the groundwater and as much as I can, but it's been a real battle. And the last couple seasons, we've had tremendous moisture and rain, and the weeds have really gone crazy.
Yeah, it's like the weeds have just kind of taken over everywhere with all the rain and everything because it's perfect conditions for them because they don't need great conditions to thrive. And when it's like this all the time, it's not a lot of sun, they just kind of go crazy.
Thank you for your help. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
You too, Mark. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call. So, Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Mashpee.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
My wife talked to you last year about an ichthyanthus.
Sure, yeah.
And you told us not to prune it, so we're just waiting for that. But in Mashpee and in Stoughton, we have 2 houses. The Pacifica are in bloom, just to let you know. And we have 2 Alberta spruce.
Yep.
Very good size, like 8 feet by 3 or 4 feet in diameter, and they're turning brown.
Now, are they kind of the needles turning brown? They're kind of like falling off, or is the whole thing just kind of like a brown from like a burn, do you think?
Yeah.
So it's like a brown from a burn, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so I would take a look. What I would first do is, if it's coming on one side, kind of shake the branches a little bit and see if any of the needles are kind of flying off. That's going to determine if it's an insect versus burn or disease. I want you to hang tight with me. I kind of brought you on right towards the end of the break, end of the segment, so I apologize. But hang tight. On the other side, I'm going to give you more information on what to do. We will take a break. We'll be back.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with George in regards to Alberta spruces that are turning brown. And they're starting from the tip of the needle and going in, George?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then is it all sides or one side? Or
It seems to be, it would be facing the south side. But
okay.
I have two more mature Albertas within 10 or 12 feet, and they are not doing the same thing.
Okay. So, like I was saying, I want you to walk up to it and kind of brush your hand on those brown areas and see if they fly off and see if anything's there, because it could be an insect. It's most likely has something to do with winter damage and the plant maybe drying out, even though we've had so much rain, etc., or the opposite, having too much rain, right? So it could be either one of those happening. Now, sounds a little crazy considering they have some others that are about 2 feet away. But on the south side, where it's happening is where the strongest rays of the sun are coming from, and it does cause that to happen on an Alberta. I've seen it, you know, happen on some of them that just, maybe the water doesn't sit as long and doesn't, you know, absorb as easily. With it only being on one side, mostly, that's what makes me think it has something to do with the sun, or that. But what I'd be looking for, on the Alberta spruce, for the insects, is mites. Mites are the type of insect that really attack Alberta spruce most commonly, and they will start to brown out areas and then move around. If it's all the way from the outside to the end, then it's most likely going to be a mite, and there's their sprays. But thing is, if it's dying back in that section, it's not going to come back. So what I want you to look at is, so obviously the top is brown. On the inside, I want you to kind of scratch the bark if you can, or on the branching, and see if it's green behind it. If it's green behind it, that means some of that future growth should be good and coming back for you. But if it's dead in there, it's brown, it might be that insect with the mite coming. And I'd want you to spray everything four mites, even the other two that are 10 feet away, because you don't want it to move from there to the other side.
And can now, I use Captain Jack's, Patrick?
And you could use Captain Jack's on it. You're looking for, like, an oil. You could even use, like, a neem oil, right?
Okay.
And be okay on there. What the other things, do you have, is it in, like, an area where the weed whacker might hit it or animals might have been in the area for the winter?
No.
Because sometimes what happens is the lower bark around the ground kind of gets chewed or girdled. So just, you know, while you're there, take a look, if you can, on the lower part and see if any animal might have chewed some of the bark on the bottom. And that could have caused some of the damage to it as well. But those are the couple options that I'm seeing, right? It's either going to be sun damage, or it's going to be insect or possibly like a rodent or rabbit or, you know, that type of damage on the trunk itself.
Okay. And I just wanted to remind you, I'm the guy that talked to your dad about the plow story.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
But we're thinking about them all the time, all right?
I appreciate that. Real quick, right. I wanted to, you mentioned the Enchianthus. I just want, This is the time to do it now. To prune that, get any of the dead and damaged, and then thin it out a little bit if you wanted to prune it. I'd go ahead and start doing that right away.
Okay. All right, Patrick. Thank you so much.
All right, George. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I have a couple calls on the line, but I'm about 30 seconds away from a break. I don't want to bring somebody on and then cut them right off, so hang tight with me. We will get to as many of the phone calls as possible, but we need to take another break. Again, phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got about a half hour left, a few calls on the line. We'll do everything we can to help as many people as possible. But don't forget, we're here every Sunday, 6 to 10 a.m. Even if you're hearing us in a delay, we're here. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
USA News Update. Today marks 6 months as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on in the Middle East. It is the result of the Hamas terrorist attack in Israel on October 7th. It is believed Hamas still holding 99 living hostages.
This has been some incredible evening before it even starts, because people, they wanted to contribute to a cause of making America great again, and that's what's happened. We're going to make America great again.
Donald Trump speaking outside the campaign fundraiser event in Palm Beach Saturday night with wife Melania by his side. Big donors turning out. The event expected to take in an estimated $50 million. That's way more money than President Biden raised in an event with former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama at Radio City Music Hall in New York City. That event taking in $25 million. Donald Trump on social media writing, it's the biggest night in fundraising of all time. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure have stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Got a couple calls on the lines. I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda's in Yarmouth.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two questions. One, we have a very large red maple tree in our front yard. It's like 50 feet tall or whatever. Been there forever. We had a arborist come and do some tree work for us, and he mentioned that it looked like it had root rot. And by looking at the bark, I guess he could tell. I don't know. But he didn't really have any kind of solution. So is this something that just happens with age, or anything we can do, or?
So, you know, sometimes with something like this, it has a lot more to do with just the conditions that are out there, the weather. You know, more rain than not has something to do with it and can cause that to happen. Now, when you had the tree work done, was it for a reason? Like, what was the, you know,
well,
was there already dead and damaged?
Well, we had that particular tree thinned out so that the wind would go through it because it had gotten very dense.
Okay. Well, so that's going to help the plant tremendously as it is. Because that's going to allow the plant to focus on other areas and bring the, you know, the nutrients that are in the soil to where it needs to be. So that's going to be beneficial for it.
Okay.
You know, if you have an area where you think is very compact soil that's making the water kind of sit there, you can look at using like a sulfur from natural alternative, or you could use a Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green.
Yeah.
Because both of those help break up compact soil and allow kind of water to settle down and go through instead of just sitting on the top. And that's what one of the causes of root rot is water just sitting for long periods of time on the on the roots.
Okay.
So they're just like flooded, right?
I don't notice that so much, but a few years back we had brought in a lot of dirt. The roots were coming up through the lawn, so we brought in like 3 yards of dirt to bring the lawn up a little higher.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that contributed to it.
Well, that could have a little bit to do with it. Now, when you put the soil around the tree itself, is the root flare still exposed?
Well, the roots have been coming up. We have a mulch area just right close to the tree, and the roots, we can see the roots there, definitely on the top of the surface. But I don't see them in the lawn area anymore.
Okay. So if you were to look right at the trunk, where the trunk meets the ground, it
yep.
needs to almost curve out just a little bit. And
okay.
sometimes when that flare that's on the trunk is covered, it holds more moisture in it as well. So some of the soil could be up too high on
okay.
the main trunk. So what I would
yep.
look at doing is removing some of it just a little bit.
Yeah.
So that you can see that flare. It just
okay.
it just rounds out a little bit and goes into the soil. That
okay.
needs to be exposed because
right.
that's part of like its breathing. That's part of everything. If you cover that up too high, you can cause root rot on the plant. You can cause some damage like that.
Okay. We could have done that, yeah. Okay. I have a second question.
Yeah.
Last year, we bought two clematis plants to go on either side of an arbor, and one of them's done fine. The other one grew maybe 8 inches, and then it just died back. And I don't know. I did some reading. It looked like it could have been maybe a fungus attacking it. So my question is there anything you can do for them to keep the fungus from... I don't know. I ordered another plant this year, but I don't want it to do the same thing.
Well, so it seems like, the moisture is a theme here. So there's a little bit, because fungus comes from too much moisture, comes from,
okay.
Wet roots, etc.
Yep.
And clematis like really well-drained soil.
Okay.
And so, what I would look at is if that soil is hard and compact and whatnot, maybe adding some of that sulfur or the Love Your Soil in the area, because it's going to
okay.
help break down some of the compaction, but it releases trapped nutrients and then it allows the water to kind of go through the soil instead of just sitting if it's very compact. So
okay.
that could be part of it. What I'd also look at doing, with the... is maybe it's a preventative spray, knowing that, do you remember when about the time that it happened last year? Was it like right as it started? Was it, midway?
I think midway.
Okay.
Like a month or two out.
So I would look for signs early on in the clematis, right?
Okay.
So look for browning of the leaves or spots on the leaves. If you're starting
okay.
to notice spots on the leaves or browning, it's probably too much water at this point.
Okay.
And I would look at using something like a copper fungicide or
okay.
a Revitalize. Those are both from Bonide. Both organic, so you can spray it on there without an issue.
Okay.
And it's going to help prevent some of it. You're going to need to do it a little bit more often because, again, they're both organic and they don't have a lot of residual.
Okay.
But I'm thinking there's a theme here with a lot of moisture just sitting in the soil and causing some of this.
Well, I agree, because what we did was we put these little plants basically where they were growing because it said to keep the roots cool. So the clematis was kind of like in the plant.
Gotcha.
So it was probably keeping it very moist.
And that could be the case here because it wants a well-drained. It does want to have some moisture in it, but it wants to be well-drained. And I just feel as though the water's sitting there, and that
yeah.
could be causing some of that. So,
yeah.
Adding any organic material to the top of it, too, is going to help just kind of work it into the soil. I would look at using a starter fertilizer for the new plant that you're putting in with like a Bonide, with an Espoma Biotone. Starter
okay.
fertilizer. Using that on anything you plant this spring is going to benefit as well.
Okay.
And then, just keeping an eye on it. You start seeing some of the browning, that's when you want to spray as a fungicide control, like a preventative.
Uh-huh.
But if you're noticing that it's, constantly raining, realize that it could have the same thing happen. It feels as though there's a lot of moisture in your soil and it's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Linda. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We have a few calls on the line, so we're going to try to get to everybody. Nathan, who's up next?
Joyce is in Centerville.
Joyce, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. Thanks for taking my call. I have two questions. We have a 50-year-old blue Atlas cedar in the middle of our front yard. It's about 50 feet tall at least. And it seems to be losing its vibrancy. It's not as blue as it was. And the needles seem to be thinner. I don't notice any needle drop. But it just doesn't look as healthy. Is this an age thing? We fertilized it with Polytone on the surface, and my husband has deep fertilized it. You know, he's dug, punched holes in the soil and fertilized it that way also.
So it's starting. Polytone. Yeah, so it's starting to get like a greenish color almost.
Yeah,
like an
it's
off.
Not as blue. That's right.
Okay. And when he fertilized, he fertilized with Polytone both times, deep and.
Yeah.
And it was on the same. Same day, same...
No, different time, probably.
Okay. All right.
Probably months apart. You know, he fertilized it on the surface, didn't seem to be doing anything. So later in the season, he punched the holes and tried to do it that way.
Gotcha. All right. And so it's not like turning yellow, it's just green. Because I just want to make sure it's not turning the yellow, because when it goes to that level, it starts to be... Okay. It's not dry up in needles, which is a good thing. Has it just been this winter, or has it been...
No, we've noticed the last couple of seasons
that
it's not as good.
All right, just trying to rule out all the different things that it could be.
Yep.
Right? How tall was this one? You'd say? You said it's been there for years.
At least 50 feet.
Okay. So... The fertilizer he's using might not be enough. It's all going to depend on the size of it. So I'm going to pull up the Espomo website at the same time here to see, because it's based off, depending upon which product you use, obviously, and you're going to use the Polytone. It's going to tell you how much we need per size of the trunk. So how much to use. So for a tree, it's at 1 pound per inch of trunk diameter, and that triples the quantity for diameters 3 inches or larger. So I'm going to assume being 50 feet tall, let's call it about 9 to 12 inches thick at the trunk diameter, probably more.
That's all right. It may be a little thicker than that, yeah.
Okay. So...
12 inches maybe, yeah.
All right, so 12 inches. So literally you need to use for that one plant 36 pounds of Polytone. So it's not really getting to it.
Ah, you're right.
Right, so...
I'm sure he's using nothing like that, yeah, because we buy those 5 pound bags.
Yeah, so, you know, I would look at, honestly, because I'm reading right off of their website. I always do this when it comes to their product because they update it often when they do some research. And it's 1 pound per inch of trunk diameter, but triple it for diameters 3 inches or larger. So if we're at 12 inches.
Times three. Mm-hmm.
So that's 36 pounds.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, so, we're nowhere near fertilizing it enough.
So this could be... The other thing that's going to benefit it, right, is adding more to it. You're not going to see something right away. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I interrupted you. Go ahead.
And so it's not going to see something that you're going to see right away, but it's going to help it the long term here. They do sell, like, I think they actually have a 36-pound. They also have a 50-pound bag.
Okay.
So, you don't have to buy... I'm sorry.
Deep or surface. Deep or surface.
So on these guys, you're going to use it on the drip line, and you're going to dig a 3-inch wide hole about 12 to 18 inches deep. So we're going deep just like he was prior. And you're going to go about 2 to 3 feet apart all the way around in a circle. And then you're going to divide it up into all the holes, backfill it, and then water thoroughly. So,
how deep? How deep did you say now?
12 to 18 inches.
Okay.
Okay, and that's going to get deep into the root system. If can, you know, there's those soil probes that if you can get, you know, that down in the soil at least 12, 18 inches, that's going to allow you to get the fertilizer in there and really get close to what it needs to be. And that's it's probably just doesn't have enough nutrients, to be honest.
Yeah.
Over time.
Polytone's okay?
Polytone would be fine for it. You know, if you're, you know, with something like this, I see no problem with it, with using the Holytone.
Okay. Do I have time to quick, lost one apple tree, had a Macintosh and a Cortland, lost the Mac. Can I put a different kind of tree? What about the cross-pollination?
You can. Hang tight. Stay on the other side of the break. I'll give you one. Give you an idea of what to do. So hang tight.
Okay.
We'll be back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. For the break, we were talking with Joyce. You were saying you had some apple trees didn't make it. Which types?
Okay. We had a Cortland and a Macintosh. The Macintosh was destroyed in a storm. We had to take it out. Now, we're wondering, do we need another apple tree to cross-pollinate with that Cortland?
You do.
Should it be another Cortland, or doesn't it matter?
It does need to be cross-pollinated. It wouldn't be with another Cortland. There are some crab apples out there that would work. Let me see here. Like a centennial crab.
I have an old crab apple out in my backyard, and I really don't know what kind it is.
Okay. You know, the one, say, if you wanted to do another apple, you could use the Empire apple, a Fuji apple, a Gala, Golden Delicious, Honeycrisp, just to name a few on there. McCune, I'm trying to think, Red Delicious. There's a number of them that you would be able to use. The best way to do it, it has to either be a apple or a crab apple.
Okay. Right,
so, go ahead.
I guess we're not talking about a decorative crab apple.
Well, you know, I find most crab apples as decorative anyways. Not, you don't need to, eat the crabs or use it for like a jelly or whatnot.
The old one that I have doesn't get any apples. It's just
blossoms. That's probably not going to work for you.
Okay.
So the best way to do it is, the Cortland does need a pollinator. It's in the group 3. If when you go to a garden center, let them know what you have. and what you're, you know, they, a lot of places will have, they will know pollinator, different pollinators that you need for
okay.
them. But knowing, going in, knowing that you have a Cortland, you can use some of the other ones that are already there, like a, you know, that are common in our area, like that Empire, the Fuji, Golden Delicious, Granny Smith, Honey Crisp.
I know, I never had a lot of luck with that Macintosh, and I know, and you know, cross-pollinated. We have, we've never had many apples, but so I'm thinking maybe we should go with one of the ones you mentioned.
Yeah, so the Macintosh isn't actually considered a pollinator for the Cortland.
Okay.
And the Cortland is not a pollinator for the Macintosh, so that could be part of the reason why. Right.
The trees were always healthy, but we hardly got any apples.
Yeah, they're not, they need a pollinator to help them produce those apples. So that's what I'd be looking to do is get something that it can cross-pollinate with it. It will benefit both of them. The downfall of it is, it might, well, it's not really a downfall. It just might take a couple seasons. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Yeah. Well, that's very helpful.
All right, Joyce. You have
Thank
a great rest
much.
Of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, we got about 2 minutes left. We'll try to answer another call. Nathan, who's up next?
Dave's in Plymouth.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have an issue with hellebores.
Okay.
I have a group that I planted about 3 years ago, and I've put no flowers out of them. I planted a second group last year, and they did flower this spring. So
okay.
I'm wondering if I did something wrong with the first planting.
So when you planted it, was it root bound? Sometimes that has an issue of it. So maybe it's doing some root pruning to kind of just break it up a little bit.
No, they were they weren't that large a plant. You know, decent size, but certainly not root bound.
Okay, and then when you bought the newest ones, were those bigger, same size?
About the same size as the other ones were initially when I purchased them.
Okay.
The other ones have grown a little bit, but I have not got any flowers out of the first planting.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that could just be, you know, could have happened. Could be overwatering. Those ones could be just maybe a little bit deeper. Just over time, the soil has kind of come onto them and made them so that the crown of the plant, that base, doesn't have enough to it. So I might try to pull it up just a little bit. And fertilizer, take a look at the fertilizer on there and get something going sooner rather than later. And then if it's diseases, which I don't think it is because everything else seems to be okay. I think it might just be so. It might be deep, or just needs to be kind of root pruned a little bit.
Okay,
all right.
I'll try pulling up. And what fertilizer should I use?
Just an all-purpose. I gotta go.
Okay.
Sorry.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.